This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd Leibowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd Leibowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for all your mortgage needs. Well, you're in for a special treat today because we have in the studio with us now Mark Dubik. He is the president of DeBale LLC. If you're not familiar with him or his work, it's one of the most amazing projects around the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Got buildings over in Bethesda, which was the Lions Gate. You got the Rockville Town Center that he's currently building that we're going to discuss today about the Cambria Hotels and Upton. And then Petworth Safeway was a big one, and Foxhall Ridge and Wildwood, and then 4990 Fairmont and Stonehall, and that's just the beginning. He's got a lot more energy for a lot more projects as well, but the focus today, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me.
And you're making a big difference in our whole entire community. You're putting quality at another level for building.
Well, that's our aim. Our aim is to go into a community and be additive so that the community receives a product that they like, they want to enjoy and experience, and the Brockville, we think, is a perfect example of that.
And what was your first project?
The first project that was really notable was Lionsgate here in downtown Bethesda. It was 158 high-end condominium units built in the mid-2000 range, completely sold out towards the end of 2010. And lots of awards, lots of happy customers, residents, and kind of put our company on the map. And since then, we've been fortunate to do some other projects.
I mean, they've been trying to build a better building since then, and they still haven't succeeded.
Well, that's nice of you to say that. We do have two more condominium projects that we're on the drawing board. We're going to break ground on one in May, so hopefully we can meet our own success from Lionsgate on these two new projects.
Oh, I'd like to see that when it's finished.
We'll have you through as a tour.
Perfect. And I want to go back. It's interesting. A lot of people that we interview that come on the show, they either grew up and they worked for a company for a while, and then they learned what they learned and another company took them in, and then they started building all these big projects. But we've discovered that you started a long, long time ago. And you're affiliated around all these like master developers in the day.
Well, when I came to this area, first for college and then to stay on for graduate school, immediately after I was fortunate to get affiliated with a company called Low Enterprises based in California. And I spent 17 years there. And I say to many that was like a PhD in real estate. I got to do lots of different products throughout the metro area, meaning we got office redevelopment, shopping center redevelopment, and urban infill mixed-use redevelopment. And so it was a great education, a great experience, a wonderful group of people. And in 2004, I was fortunate to be able to start DeBale, and we're now approximately 11 years old, and hopefully it's just the beginning.
But I found a way to go a little deeper. I'm going back to when you were 7 years old.
Okay, I'm in trouble there.
And what we had is Norman Dreyfus. He is the commissioner for the Montgomery County Planning Board. And before that, he was affiliated and built Leisure World in Maryland and Virginia, Cabin John Shopping Center, and also Sea Colony.
Correct.
And I asked him, because I found out that you guys knew each other.
We did.
So he was on the show last week, and I actually asked him the story behind how he knows you, and I want you to hear what he has to say.
Okay, that's great.
And also, while you're at the Sea Colony, there's another developer in this area that you got to know back then.
Well, I didn't know he was going to be a developer, but it turned out our recreation director for the summers was a fellow by the name of Harry Dubik, who was the in charge of all the beach programs and the tennis programs, and his son, Mark, ended up being a very successful developer here in the Washington region. And at that time, it was just a kid participating in kiddie camp. But that's a connection I didn't know we would have later on in life. But after we saw each other the first time and he was doing his development, I said, I know that name. Are you related to? And sure enough, it was pretty fun.
And that was Norman Dreyfus. So do you remember back then, 7 years old?
Absolutely. Back then, obviously, he was Mr. Dreyfus to me. And I had a great time at Sea Colony, which was a Friedman project, Friedman being a local developer. And my father, who was a Baltimore City physical education teacher, worked at Sea Colony in the summer, as Mr. Dreyfus alluded to. And it was great. It was great as a kid being there. And my dad enjoyed it. It was great for our family. And years later, I would see Norman here in the community, and it's great old camaraderie and lots of things to look back on and smile. Lost my dad last year, and it's one of the great things to think about was all those years. He was there for 20 years, and I think I spent a good part of my childhood there through the high school years.
And did, again, I'm sorry about the loss of your father.
I understand, sure.
Is your going back, do you feel like you were inspired to become a builder and a developer back then, or do you think it just subconsciously, maybe?
Maybe subconsciously. I think my first introduction was my when I came here to graduate school, my uncle that I was living with was a custom home builder. He built one or two houses at a time, and I always thought that that was interesting to go out and see the progress. I like watching things grow, and when you put together a building, it's interesting to go out and watch it grow and see the people. And each person out there has a different area of expertise, and I'm always in awe what these people can do to build a building of these kind. So in that regard, that's probably what inspired me mostly.
Wonderful. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Mark Dubick. He is the president of DeBell LLC. I'm your host, Todd Borwood, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network, AIM 1260, The Answer. Now, let's get back into that creativity and talk about your Rockville hotel and also rentals.
It's
the name of the building.
Well, there's the Upton, which is the residential component of it, 263 apartments, which we just started leasing and will be occupied the first week of May. And then there's the Cambria Suites Hotel, which is a Choice Hotel affiliated product. So we own the hotel, and Choice is basically the franchisor of the hotel. Choice, as you probably recall, was encouraged to stay in the state by the municipality and the state government. And so they moved their office headquarters to Rockville from Silver Spring. And the hotel is really an affiliate of that. This is sort of their headquarters hotel in many respects.
Now, as far as putting residential, I understand because it's a growing area. But you, why a hotel?
Well, we think there's a void in the marketplace. There's a large community in Rockville and in Potomac and in Dorrestown and North Potomac, all the surrounding areas. And really, to go find another hotel, you have to go pretty far south on Rockville Pike, all the way down to the Twin Brook area. And you have to go north up into Gaithersburg. And there's really not other hotel product. Also, we really like the location because people can stay there and they get the benefits of the town square, the theater, the movie theater, as well as the visual arts center, the public library, and there's over 20 restaurants. So it's great for families that want to come, that want to, you know, sports complex up in Germantown. This is pretty close to that. People that want to have weddings, bar mitzvahs, baby namings. Right now, where do they go? So here's an opportunity, if you live in Potomac, Rockville, in these areas close by, to come to a new product, spend a weekend there. And for the business traveler, most of the hotels you see are either on Rockville Pike, which is fairly congested, or along 270. So here's an opportunity to be in an urban environment. You hop on the Metro, the MARC train, and so it serves the two primary customers that, you know, historically fill a hotel, the business traveler and the tourist.
Yeah, and one of the things I love personally, I live in Rockville, mm-hmm. and what's interesting is with the courthouses there and the government buildings, I always see like the jurors going around, so it's a place you can plop yourself and basically have everything that you need that's like right around you.
Yes.
With the restaurants and even the movie theater and there's a lot of Vista Arts is there for the children.
Sure.
And they have a lot of family activities.
Yeah.
But inside, I took a tour.
Did you?
Great. Yeah, I got to take a tour. And in the basement of the hotel, mm-hmm. there's these huge conference rooms. And they're all like ready to go for like video conferencing, and I mean, you went all high tech down there.
Well, we tried to, because in this technological world that we all live in, companies want to have small gatherings. You want to have a party there for a 50th anniversary or a baby naming. You know, again, this isn't a super tanker hotel like you think of. You know, in the city, this is more of a what they call in the industry a limited service hotel. So the community space that's available for rent is definitely a strong component of it. So it affords those smaller companies that want to put together some a smaller group to have a venue to do that. Obviously, we provide food services, and then they get the really good quality overnight experience.
And there's a big kitchen in there.
Yes, there's a kitchen in there. There'll be service available pretty much 24 hours a day. there's an area that serves more as a breakfast buffet in the morning hours, and then in the late afternoon converts into a lounge area. And that's open for the public, not just the guests of the hotel.
And there was a room when you walk in to the right, and there's this beautiful stone wall. Is that like a piece of artwork? Like, how did that come about?
It's part of the ambiance that Choice is trying to create to, you know, really have an upscale product. The separates really the lobby area from the elevator corridor, and it gives those people a chance to sit down if they're waiting for somebody to come down from their room or waiting for somebody to pick them up, a taxi, or waiting to walk to the metro. It's a nice place to sit and just hang out. And there's as you probably saw, a really nice TV screen, so you can catch up on the goings-ons.
And what about the garage? It's huge. Parking's such a problem in Rockville Town Center, and you have this huge garage.
Yeah, well, the parking problem is more of a perception than reality. Unfortunately, the wayfinding for all of the parking in downtown Rockville needs some work. There's ample parking. It's just a matter of getting people to find those spaces.
Just to find the space to find out where they're going.
Correct. And we'll have, just for that first phase, the building that's about to open, 600 parking spaces,
it's
which
huge.
Is a huge amount. And you probably recall me mentioning that there will be a phase two of the building, which will be even bigger. We'll have 400 apartment units and 700 parking spaces with some street retail.
Wow.
So that project will happen not this year, but as we finish up the first phase and get it all leased up.
Wonderful. And we didn't really talk about the other side, which is Uptown.
Well, the Upton.
What's that? Is it full service? Is it?
The Upton is the apartment component, residential.
Who's managing that?
That we manage by a third-party company called Bizzuto Management. They do a lot of third-party management in town. That will be very high-end. We have terrific views from the 16th floor. We have a 15th-floor community room. On the 9th floor, we have an outdoor swimming pool as well as a state-of-the-art fitness center.
Oh, wow.
So it's,
I haven't seen that.
You got to come see it. I got to get you out there.
I took the tour on the wrong side.
Yeah, maybe you did. and there's floor-to-ceiling glass in a lot, bay windows. So we're really excited about it. Quality is top-notch.
Well, we know the quality is always top-notch with you.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you just got at the Lions Gate.
Right, thank you.
But when's the grand opening? When's the official people can start
booking? We started taking leases just the other day. So if you're interested in renting, go on to the Upton website, Upton Rockville, and we'll provide information. We'll get in touch with you, and you'll be living there in the next 10 days, 2 weeks.
And what about the hotel?
Hotel, we're shooting for May 7th. As soon as we get all of our permits from our friends at the City of Rockville.
Okay. And our guests coming up next are Cambria Hotels and Suites and Crescent Hotel and Resorts, a guy named Tim Bowles and then Don Swedberger.
Right.
Greg Swedberg.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit more about them.
They're the guys that are going to make it happen. They're the guys that manage and oversee the hotel on a day-by-day basis.
They make you look good.
Hopefully.
Well, thanks for coming out,
thanks
Mark Dubik.
Okay.
He's the president of DeBow LLC. And hopefully we'll have you back for more projects.
Great. Thanks
for
having me.
Thanks. And coming up next is the general manager of Cambria Hotel and Suites.